Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Hymn Hunters International. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hi, I'm Lauren.
I'm Ben. A little word to our listeners. I don't know if I'm ill, but my voice is doing some things.
Something's funky.
So I'm not
is
sad
happening.
And I'm not in pain. Mm-hmm. Do not worry. I just sound like a chain smoker a little bit.
Ben, do you want to introduce our theme for today? Because I think we've got a good one.
Yeah. So I'm real pumped about our theme. It is, wait for it, celebrity.
That was a
terrible
review.
Like, why did I say that? It is celebrity conspiracy theories. So basically, we have a lot of questions about a lot of what celebrities are doing.
Yeah.
For instance, is Lord 45? And who is Khloe Kardashian's real father?
So true.
Is Lord 45. I saw that one on
Decibel.
That's
actually really funny because I could, like, kind of see it.
And some people, do you know who Ronan Farrow is?
No. Who's that?
Well, people think that he's like a actor. He's a son of Mia Farrow.
Oh,
and a lot of people think he wears contacts for his famous blue eyes.
He wears contacts for his famous blue eyes.
And people think that Tom Cruise's love life is like contractual.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
I think that's true. You know, apparently they contacted Sofia Vergara.
What?
She said that they asked her to be Tom Cruise's wife.
Do you mean his, like, managers or, like, the Church of Scientology?
The Church.
I've heard that the Church, like, contracts all of his, like, girlfriends and, like, and, like, Katie Holmes, like, was kind of brought in. And then the minute, like, things started going wrong, she was, like, kicked out of the church.
So, did you see that HBO documentary about Scientology?
Going
I was going to ask you because I actually haven't seen it.
It's really good.
But is it good?
I'd highly recommend it. It's very creepy.
Yeah.
Super creepy because the Church of Scientology is a recognized church, they're not taxed. And they have all these, like, properties basically, like, all over the world and, like, really key locations all over the world. And they're not taxed on any of it. So it's like they're a giant multinational corporation that doesn't have to pay taxes. It's ridiculous.
Oh my God.
I hope no one from the Church of Scientology is listening because low-key afraid that...
You're going to hunt us down?
Yeah.
Speaking of, like, creepy religion, there's a real... Did you ever read that book called Under the Banner of Heaven about Mormons in Utah?
No.
It is wild.
Really?
Also, fun fact, do you know the magazine Kinfolk?
Yeah.
That, like, really bougie lifestyle magazine?
Mm-hmm.
Founded by Mormons at Brigham Young Hawaii University.
Oh, that's so fun. So a lot of my family is Mormon.
No way.
Like half
oh,
of
I'm
my
sorry.
No, it's okay. We don't really talk to the Mormons much.
I did not know you had Mormon in your blood.
I do, yeah.
And what's that like?
There's a lot of them. And
which side?
My mom's side. It's my grandpa, my mom's father's. He used to be Mormon, and then he left the church and married my grandma and all that. But his whole family
Wow. Where'd they live? Idaho?
They live in Utah.
Utah?
Yeah, a lot of them. Some used to live in California, but they've all eventually migrated to, like, around Salt Lake area.
I hear Salt Lake City is actually quite a lovely area.
Yeah, I went when I was, like, very little, but, you know. But one of my one of my aunts, I guess cousins, I don't know what you call them. My mom's first cousin had a child recently, and her oldest daughter had a child at the same time as her.
No way. Are they like the Dugars?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, like, without like the creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I forgot about that.
Don't want to imply that.
Josh Dugar.
But they're definitely, there are a lot of them.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
I can relate to this because I'm so sorry that people have to listen to my voice. Well, I wonder what I sound like. I'm going to put on the headphones. I can relate to this. Oh, wow. I'm like, listeners, if you don't want to listen to this show because my voice is such a nuisance, honestly, I get it. Okay, so my mom has a cousin.
Uh-huh.
He went to University of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of a sudden, he goes there. He meets a Hasidic Jewish woman.
Mm-hmm.
He's Jewish, but like not that Jewish.
Right.
They get married, become Hasids, move to Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
He dedicates his life to studying the Torah.
What?
She dedicates his life to
her life.
Her life to like home making, mm-hmm. and that's all she's allowed to do. So like, even if in that society, like she's really just not allowed to have a job, they have 12 children. They live off my great aunt's money and the welfare system.
My God.
I think they're on the welfare system. Like, because he doesn't really work.
Yeah.
And then my cousin, who I hope is not listening because we're friends on Facebook. so his daughter mm-hmm. was sent to finishing school.
What?
Yeah, when she was like 19.
Oh my God.
And where she was like placed in an arranged, and then so she like finishes school in Italy. She's in Italy and finishing school, but she doesn't actually she can't like even eat any of the food there because it's not like kosher.
Right, kosher.
So she's like in Italy. She's like not eating gelato. She's like not eating like veal parmesan.
So like, what's the point?
She's not there for like the Paolos, okay? And then she comes home and she's placed in an arranged marriage at 20.
Do those still exist?
Yeah, but the marriage didn't end up working out. But for like lots of reasons apparently.
Yeah.
But like, they arranged marriages.
That's insane.
And then wait for it. Okay, her older brother married an Ethiopian Jew.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, is that Carissa? Yeah, we have a caller.
On there first, is it her?
Hello.
We have a caller.
Who is this?
Calling in today.
Calling
in.
Can we put you on the air?
So wait, hold on. Don't hang up. We're gonna talk about celebrity.
Talk about Beyonce.
Conspiracy theories.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait,
ready?
Lauren's gonna put you on. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. Can you hear us?
Are you there?
Okay, wait, have her hang up, have her call back, and I'm gonna pick
or
up.
Okay, can you call back, like, right now, though? Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, so Ben,
we're
you want to introduce our guest?
So we are going to have Carissa on the show, who's our special guest star, and she's going to talk to us about celebrity conspiracy theories. And then I'll finish my story after.
Okay, can you hear us?
Hello, Carissa.
Hello? Okay, no, this isn't it. Hold on.
Wait, did you get it?
Shit. No, I don't think.
Oh. Carissa.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh my God. I had so well last time. Okay, hold on.
Oh no. We messed up. Okay. Carissa,
you might need to call again.
Carissa, can you call again?
Call again. I'm so sorry. I'm really trying.
Okay. Anyways, so while Lauren's doing this.
Yeah, thank you.
My cousin. Oh, and her older brother, he married an Ethiopian Jew.
Yeah.
And they're Hasidic Jews, and they got on Oprah.
Okay.
And that's the end of the story. Is they met.
Okay,
Oprah.
Carissa, can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello. No, I think I hung up on her. I'm so sorry. Tell her to call again. We're gonna make it work. I'm so sorry.
I am dead at this. Lori, you didn't even hear the kicker of my story.
Ben. That was a really great story.
Thank you.
I kind of like lost track of what was happening towards the end.
Basically, they met Oprah. Because they were in an interracial Hasidic Jewish relationship, and that's like V-rare.
And that's Oprah worthy, apparently.
Okay, I will tell Carissa to call one more time, but I think she might be done.
No, Carissa, I'm so sorry.
Well, now my texts to her aren't sending.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, can you hear us? Hello?
You didn't pick up for it.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh my gosh, we got it. Okay, hi!
We were really struggling. Wait, can you make it louder, Lauren? It's hard to hear.
Yeah, let's see. Let me turn that. Okay, is that better?
Hello?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
So, Carissa, welcome to Him Hunters International. The show. We are we really know what we're doing, as you can tell from the four times we hung up on you.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, what should I?
You need to tell us your name.
Yeah.
You don't need to give your full name because you're on the radio. Social security number.
Address.
Favorite flavor of Froyo.
And if there was a conspiracy theory that would be going around about you, what would it be?
Oh, and what's your hymn?
What's your hymn?
Those are a lot of questions.
All right. So, hi, I'm Carissa. My favorite Froyo flavor is none because I don't like Froyo.
Nice.
What was the other one?
What would be a conspiracy theory about you? And then what's your hymn?
I think my conspiracy theory would be that I'm Obama's third daughter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is Michelle... Wait, so like...
Love child.
Love child. Okay, good to know.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
Love child, like that. and my hymn, what would my hymn be?
Yeah, what would your hymn be?
Drop it like a pot.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Have you heard that there's a lot of claims that Bill Clinton has a love child?
There is?
Yeah.
Like with Monica Lewinsky or with a third party?
No. Of a 27-year-old man from Arkansas. And they claim that Clinton had sex with his mother while he was governor of Arkansas.
What?
Oh, yeah. And honestly,
would anybody be surprised?
Right, exactly. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, no. And, honestly, they kind of look alike, TBH.
Yeah.
So,
I believe it.
You could be Obama's love child. Who knows?
I think I could be.
Yeah. So, on the topic of love children,
right.
Let's talk about Beyonce's... Mm-hmm. conspiracy theory that her pregnancy is fake, and now not that Blue Ivy isn't her child, but that Beyonce wasn't actually pregnant.
Exactly.
And I gotta be real, and I'm really behind the times on this one because Lauren texted me about it and I was like, what?
That was a lot of years ago.
I know.
Yeah.
So
around four.
But this video and these pictures of her stomach when she's pregnant kind of folding in on itself.
Let's set the scene first for our listeners that don't know.
So Beyonce's in this nice tight dress. She looks good. Mm-hmm. And she's bending down to sit on a chair for an interview. Mm-hmm. And her pregnant stomach kind of folds into what Wendy Williams has described as a Frisbee or Stewie from Family Guy.
Also, that's Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams.
Yeah, the Wendy Williams.
Nothing she says could ever be taken seriously.
Maybe the trashiest lady ever.
She is... Well, the thing is... Yeah, but I don't know. These pictures are convincing.
They are. I mean,
I feel like it's just a glitch in the video.
A glitch in the video? What do you mean by that?
I don't know. I just feel like
you can do with technology.
I just feel like those screenshots don't lie. Like when you go kind of frame by frame, you really see that concave folding in.
And then did you see the other part about how wait, let me get the Jezebel article up.
When she took those topless, basically naked photos with Jay-Z where he was holding her pregnant belly?
Yeah, but have you ever seen the movies when someone's pregnant?
Yeah, have I ever seen a movie where someone's pregnant?
They look super pregnant.
That's true. Fake pregnancy bellies can be very convincing.
Okay, and now here's some interesting things.
Why would Beyonce fake her pregnancy? She has no reason to do that.
Well, she was having fertility issues.
Well, and also
I don't know. Where are you getting
this from? No. She was open about that.
But
she talks about one of Beyonce's songs in her self-titled album mm-hmm. was about a miscarriage.
That's true. You're right about that.
Okay, two things to complicate this.
Blue Ivy looks so much like Beyonce and Jay-Z.
No, I'm not saying that Blue Ivy isn't Beyonce and Jay-Z's child.
No, I agree. I think there might have been a surrogate involved.
Yeah.
Well, also, what if Beyonce wanted to kind of, keep her body? Some women don't want to go through pregnancy because it changes your physique. I feel like a surrogacy is not out of the question.
And then also, What I'm thinking about,
like, everyone polices Beyonce's body so much more than everyone else's.
That's
like,
true.
Why, you know?
That's true. Okay, then do you want to talk about how people think that Pippa Middleton wore a fake butt to her sister's wedding?
What? Is that actually a celebrity conspiracy?
I just can't even deal with that one.
That's hilarious.
What'd you say?
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, people think that Pippa Middleton wore a fake butt to her sister's, to like Kate Middleton's wedding.
Who is Kate Middleton?
Carissa, the princess of England. Or the duchess.
Princess of who?
Of, you know, the duchess, like so the,
of Cambridge,
of
right?
Cambridge.
Married to
the prince.
Cambridge, Massachusetts?
You're just, you know who I'm talking about. Okay, do you want to talk about, should we talk about how OJ Simpson is like low-key Khloe Kardashian's dad?
Like, he 100% is. I don't know why anyone's even talking about this anymore, because
I agree. Like, true. First of all, just like just going off the fact that Kim and Courtney are like 4'9" and yeah. Khloe's like 6'2".
Yeah. exact measurements.
Wait, I think so. There's another conspiracy theory out there that they think that Jennifer Lawrence's fall at the Oscar was a PR stunt to like boost her image as relatable.
Wait,
and
that's 100%.
Yeah, I feel like
that feels so real to me. Yeah.
Her entire image is that she's like quirky and like normal,
and she's like the cool girl, like that trope of like the cool girl who can hang.
Oh my god. No, I could definitely see that fall as a PR stunt, because everyone, there was like memes of it and she was interviewed about it, and
it's
a good one.
One of the oldest running conspiracy theories was that Paul McCartney died very on into his career and was actually replaced by a lookalike. And I'm serious though, like I heard this when I was young, like this was a huge conspiracy theory in the 80s.
Oh my god.
And there's like proof on the Sgt. Pepper album like cover, and a lot of people think that there's like people think that Megan Fox was replaced by a clone.
Megan Fox.
There's like whole like websites devoted to that. I mean, do you think Tupac is alive?
Yes.
That's a big one.
Do you think Tupac is alive?
I think he's alive.
I 100% think he's alive.
Yeah, I do.
Have you seen the Tupac lookalike? Who can't even be a lookalike. It's definitely just him.
No, wait, I haven't seen that. You should comment it on our Facebook status about this show.
I will.
There's also some people on the internet are just like, oh, Ted Cruz is the Zodiac Killer.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's true.
I also heard one that's like Donald Trump was planted by the Democratic Party
to get Hillary elected. I've heard that too. And that like, because like he's buddies with Bill.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, honestly, Bill's so scummy. Like, I could see them being buddies.
But then like, everything kind of went south when people actually started supporting Donald Trump. So that one kind of backfired.
Whoa. It was like, oh my god.
Yeah. Wait, Miley Cyrus was assassinated by Disney?
What?
She's been dead since 2007.
Oh my god.
What?
Wait, sorry, what website are you on
this
right now?
This is cracked right now.
Oh my gosh. That's really funny.
Wait, oh my god, I'm done. Wait, honestly, like, Disney's pretty powerful.
No, totally.
Wait, did you see that recent one about how Katy Perry was that child who was kidnapped?
No.
Which one? Oh, JonBenet Ramsey?
Yeah.
What?
Damn.
Yeah, Katy Perry is JonBenet Ramsey. I'm, like, convinced of it.
Okay, wait, can you give us a little background?
Yeah, let me get it up.
Okay.
But, like, I'm, like, really, like, okay. Okay, so basically, the internet's buzzing. I'm quoting with this new idea. So Ramsey, a 6-year-old girl from Boulder, Colorado, was strangled in the basement of her family home in 1996. But for some reason, people think that like her death was faked and she instead grew up to be Katy Perry. And there's this like really
Where is the information coming from that Katy Perry is JonBenet Ramsey?
There's a really long video on YouTube.
Everyone just uses YouTube as a source, but she's like, do you know how much weird things are on YouTube?
So basically, Katy Perry's parents, they look really similar to Patsy and JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh, okay.
They just like look really similar. And their eyebrow shape is like so similar. Like, I think that's genetic. And then like also that like has been hiding the news of, wait, oh, they were just hiding it until Katie got big. Wait, I need to find more proof. Well, some people say the math doesn't add up, mm-hmm. but like, I don't, I haven't taken my math credits yet, so I can't speak to that.
To do with their lives? Please tell me.
I don't know. What will, let's see. Are there other good ones? Do you
that
know?
That one's wild. That one's wild.
That one's, yeah, that one's. Oh, so the big one now is.
Oh, Louis and Harry.
Right.
Larry Shipper.
Right. So Louis Tomlinson of formerly of One Direction, I guess. His baby is fake. Yeah, they're on hiatus.
They're on hiatus, yeah. But I don't think they're ever going to get back together.
But that his baby is fake and it's a cover up for his relationship with Harry.
Yeah, because like Loki, his girlfriend, is like not real.
Right. There's like.
Louis was like 16.
Well, like Lou.
He's probably like 21.
His girlfriend is like kind of fake.
But like her social media profile was like created like a couple months before they started dating. And like there's really no like background on her. It's all very weird. And then there's like pictures of his baby. And like some people are saying that like the baby looks like it's posed or like its feet don't look natural. Like whatever it is.
Well, so there's this amazing podcast about the episode of Reply All. Mm-hmm. And it's called Larry Shipper. And it's all about people on the internet who think that like Louis and Harry are gay for each other, which like I'm into. Mm-hmm. And then there's that Vine where like Louis says he's gay.
Wait, I don't think I've seen that.
He's like, I'm gay, you didn't know? Wait, maybe we can play it on the air.
Do you think that's just him being like,
but he's like so drunk. Boy, like, he's so drunk.
Really?
Wait, Lauren, will you put my aux too? Carissa, you'll stay on. We have a lot of
advanced
technology.
We're
going
to do some multimedia here.
I have a Vine expert here named Eve who says that you should not take Vine as a serious platform.
Eve is not a Vine expert. I can attest to that. Okay, are you ready to play this video?
You're on aux too?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Wait, that was the Vine.
That was it?
Oh, also I was playing Beyonce still. Oh, that's why you couldn't hear. Let me try again.
Okay.
Did you hear? It's very quiet.
No,
we'll
play
do
it
one
again.
More time.
Hi, Louis.
Did you hear it?
Oh, yeah, I heard it.
Carissa heard it.
I don't think I heard it.
Wait, there's one more. We'll try it again.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
This one has more views.
Hi, Louis.
He says, I'm gay, it's pretty unfortunate. But then there's been people on the internet who have, like, disproved that. Mm-hmm. But, like, basically, context, he's in a hotel, he's drunk, and all these girls who are fans are swarming him.
Right.
And then he screams, I'm gay, it's pretty unfortunate. But, like,
wow.
I don't know. I think he and Harry have definitely at least, like, seen each other's penises.
Oh,
can I say that?
I don't know.
I really hope that.
I mean, I just feel also like when you're living with like other men in like such close quarters for like a long period of time, like you're definitely gonna see things and like hear things and who knows.
Have you seen Zayn's mom tattoo on his forehead?
Yeah. Wait, is that fake?
No, Lauren, that's real.
I feel like that's fake. That's a conspiracy.
Carissa, have you
right
seen
there.
That? Did she leave?
I'm still here, but I do have to go to class.
Oh, no.
Okay, final question. What do you think about Zayn's forehead tattoo that says mom? Do you think it's fake?
Wait, Zayn has a forehead tattoo?
Yeah, I tweeted it. It says mom.
No, that's definitely fake. I don't think he would do that.
I think he would. He has so many tattoos.
Right, his that's the moneymaker, right?
Like, if
there.
You listen to his songs, they're not very good, but if you look at his face...
Oh, my God. Hey, Morgan. Morgan's tuning in.
The face of an angel.
Yeah, he's so beautiful. Fun fact, one time Zayn tweeted Free Palestine and then he had to take it down.
Zayn.
Did you say same?
I said Zayn.
Oh, I was like, who made you take it down,
no,
Lauren?
I didn't say same. I said Zayn. Okay, well, thank you for
Carissa.
Tuning in.
Thank you.
Yeah, this was fun. I still am uncertain about whether Lord is 45, but that's okay. I can sit on it.
Yeah, let's sit on that one.
She does have a lot of acne, though, and she's very open about that. But apparently acne can come back during menopause. So
That's true.
Okay. Enjoy multi-ethnic lit Carissa.
Wow, you really know my schedule.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, bye, Carissa. Thank you.
Lauren, should we play a song?
Let's play a song.
Okay, should we play Pillow Talk by Zayn?
Yeah, let's play Pillow Talk. That's a really... Oh, no, we got a clean version, though.
Zane. Okay. Let me see.
Because he says some naughty words.
Okay,
in that.
Should we play another song called Like Wood? It doesn't say explicit.
Okay, let's do it then.
You ready?
Yeah, here we go. Hey, what's up? It's been a while. Talking about it's not my style. Thought I'd see what's up while I'm lighting up. It's cold hearted, cold hearted. No, it's lame, but I'm so wild. Saw your face and got inspired. Guess you let it go, now you're good to go. It's cold hearted, cold hearted.
Sorry, we were talking about like scandalous snap stories.
People, if you have a Snapchat, just
Lauren's gonna sound like a mom right now. Like,
just know that none of that really ever goes away.
Yeah,
that's all.
I think I learned that too late, TBH.
Really? Did you have a scandalous
I'm done. No, but okay, I will say two things. One, my 13-year-old cousin now follows me on Snapchat. Uh-huh. And I feel like I need to like police him more because I don't want to expose Charlie. Yeah. Not that my life is even that wild. But also, so with this new Snapchat update, oh my God, my voice. With this new Snapchat update, oh, yeah. I'm gonna like not be able to talk for like 2 days after this show. You know how it goes from story to story?
Yeah.
My stories are getting way more views now. And I'm like, wait, 160 people just watched my Snapchat story?
I feel like that was a little humble brag.
No.
Oh my God.
I don't like that. Because like my Snapchat stories are like weird and like I don't want them. I might start deleting people.
Ooh, that's bold.
That wasn't meant to be a humble brag, I swear. Now I just sound like a jerk.
It's harder to delete people, or you just don't really think about deleting people on Snapchat because I don't know. I just feel like it's different from Facebook where it's like you're not really seeing people that much. And I don't know. I feel like there are people following me. You do kind of have to like be careful about what you put on Snapchat because I think there are people like I have family members that follow me on Snapchat.
You know? Family members.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wait, Morgan just messaged me. Uh-huh. Hashtag protect cousin Charlie 2K16.
Protect cousin Charlie.
Morgan, do you have a song you want us to play?
Yeah. Or a celebrity conspiracy theory you'd like to talk about.
Yeah. That's why I made my Finstagram.
Okay, wait.
Don't tell anyone on air what my Finstagram name is. Lauren, do not reveal me.
Your Finsta gets like as many likes as my normal Insta.
That is not true.
You're just like what I can't with you in social media. But I actually just read I'm Googled celebrity conspiracy theories, and there's one that is Britney Spears' meltdown was a diversion tactic for the Bush administration. How good is that?
My God. Wait, can you post that on the status? Everyone needs to read
it. It says, this website believes that Britney Spears' highly publicized breakdown in 2007 was actually a diversion tactic. She's an off-the-books employee of the Bush administration. Oh, my God.
That I am dead at this.
So her 2007 meltdown was deliberately... Oops, hold on.
I just Britney 07 myself.
You did, Ben. You want to explain?
Yeah. Also, Morgan's favorite theory is Larry Shippers.
So okay, that's like Morgan. That is a good one.
Okay, I feel definitely Britney 07 was a diverging tactic of Bush. Well, you know, I don't believe we landed on the moon.
That's a good one. That's like, not a celebrity one, but that's a good one.
Well, not that I don't believe it. I'm just like, I'm skeptical, I'll say. Like, I don't buy it. It was just, you know, neo-colonial act in order to, like, show the world we still have power. But in reality, I don't think we had the technology at the time.
Yeah.
What were we talking about before that? Britney 07 myself. Yes, yeah. I have shaved my head. It was liberating, TBH. I would recommend it. 10 out of 10. I feel great. I think I'm look like a model from Berlin is what I'm telling myself. I don't look like a model from Berlin. Wait, okay. Let's explore this article because if it is anyone's as juicy as Britney was a diversion tactic, I'm so into this.
Yeah, when it comes up...
Oh, I've heard that Beyonce is Solange's mother, but the math makes literally no sense.
The math does not work out. Okay, I think it's the third one. Here we go.
Princess Diana was murdered. Yeah, duh.
No, because she wasn't murdered. It was an accident.
No. I think the accident was intentional.
You think she was murdered? Yeah. I think so too.
The monarchy was not having it.
I think so too. Do
we just buy into everything that we read?
I just feel like some things are just so convincing, and you're like, you know that the government has quite a few
secrets. Or they just make sense. Well, you know the government released LSD to stop student activists.
What?
Have you heard that
one? No, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, the government created LSD as a way to distract student activism. I swear to God it's true.
That's insane.
I 100% believe that.
Wait, like, how long ago?
I don't know, Google it. No. Like a while ago.
Okay.
yeah, Morgan. Morgan's messaging me. People do think Beyonce is Solange's mom, but the math makes like zero sense.
No, it doesn't.
But they
could
be lying about their age.
Yeah, if Beyonce, I just think there's no way.
But like basically, it was the cover of the fact that Solange is the star's. I don't know. There's a lot of rumors about Beyonce, but yeah, that's just another one that's wacky. And, I mean, she's in the Illuminati, so...
Yeah.
Wait, what's this? Nicolas Cage is a vampire? Okay, I don't believe in vampires. Tom Cruise auditioned Katie Holmes. That's true. We've been through that. Yeah. Khloe is not a Kardashian. Like, literally, look at this picture.
She looks so different from her sisters. It's just,
we've been
no
over
way.
That. Yeah. But what else? Princess Harry is father is James.
Wait, Princess Harry?
Oh, Prince Harry's father is James Hewitt. Okay, that's too British for me.
Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe was murdered. Okay, sure.
Oh, I've heard that one.
Michael and LaToya Jackson are the same person.
What?
In their younger years, the siblings were rarely seen together and have been estranged for many years. They're
what?
The same person.
There's no way. That one's ridiculous.
Oh,
ridiculous.
My God.
There's no way.
Michael and LaToya Jackson are the same person.
That's really funny.
I am screaming, but I can't scream because my voice is gone. What other conspiracy theories? Well, Bush did 9/11. People think that, but that's mostly just an internet meme. I don't think that.
Well, I've heard like the government knew about 9/11 or something. Like, I don't know. That's
I don't need to go into that.
Yeah.
what's like Area 47 or
Area
something?
Area 51. 51. Isn't that where like aliens are supposedly seen?
Yeah. Oh, JFK. The different gunshots.
Oh, right. Wait, can you explain that a little bit?
No, because I don't really get it. But wait, John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Who was this? Did the killer really... Oh, there's just a lot of rumors about that.
I feel like we're veering away from celebrity conspiracy theories and getting into the ones that are a little bit more serious.
Yeah. I think celebrity conspiracy theories are my favorite. Is Miley's Disney killed Miley Cyrus.
I just feel like Disney has so much power. I don't know.
Corporations like they could are so powerful in this country.
Corporations are powerful. Just look at Scientology.
Oh, she said it. Wait, don't run ad block on this page. Hold on. Okay. Do you have ad block, Lauren?
I do have ad block on Chrome.
So I have a friend who had ad block, and then she's like, you know, I had to get rid of it because I just felt too guilty for the advertisers.
Oh, bless
her. And I
her.
Was like, wow.
I do not feel guilty at all.
Me neither.
Don't want to sit through any advertisements.
See, wait, I just got rid of ad block on this page. Now I just clicked an ad accidentally.
Mm, such a pain. Okay, wait, what theory are you looking at? Kurt Cobain?
Yeah, this is the Michael and LaToya Jackson of the same
person. Oh, I've heard a Kurt Cobain like theory about his death or whatever, that it was that he was murdered or... I don't know. What do you think about the
Illuminati?
I don't know enough about the Illuminati, but I think that there is like a secret society of elites who exert a lot of control over the way we live our lives? Maybe.
Yeah.
Do I think it like looks like the Illuminati in like
triangle form?
Exactly. Probably not.
Wait, people don't know who the father of January Jones's baby is?
I don't really know January Jones that well.
Did you watch Mad Men?
No, I didn't watch Mad Men.
Okay, I think basically we got to just play a song and have everyone sit with the fact that Britney 07 Meltdown was a tool of the Bush administration in order to detract from his failing government policies and the soon-to-fail economy.
Yeah.
Britney's breakdown is a metaphor for the economic meltdown.
Oh my God, it came like right before.
Senior thesis in the work.
What? Can you please write your senior thesis on that?
Okay, Britney Spears.
Let's play a Britney song. Let's do some older Britney.
Pretty Girls, Womanizer.
Yeah.
She's talking about Bill Clinton. Oh my God, how many Bill Clinton jokes can I make today?
God.
Oops, I did it again.
Oops, that's a good one.
Oops, I did it again.
Let's diverted
attention from the Bush administration.
Let's do it.
Are
ready?
You ready?
Yeah.
Did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. Dreaming away, wishing that heroes they truly exist. I cry watching the days. Can't you see I'm a fool in so many ways? But to lose all my senses, that is just so typically me, baby. Oh, I did it again. I'll you.
before you go, there's something I want you to have.
Oh, it's beautiful. But wait a minute, isn't this...
Yeah, yes it is.
But I thought the old lady dropped it into the ocean in the air.
Well, baby, I went down and got it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Brittany.
Oh, we're back.
We're back. Okay, so I'm going to read a PSA, and then we will go into recommended reads, Ben?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so this PSA is called American Alcohol Consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, another 30%... average less than one drink per week, and the top
30% of American adults don't drink at all.
So 30% don't drink at all. 30% average less than one drink per week, and the top 10% of American adults—that's 24 million— consume an average of 74 drinks per week. That's more than 10 drinks a day.
Wait, how many people do that?
Top 10%, so 24 million of Americans. So I'm taking nutrition 101 right now, so I'm kind of an expert about this.
I hear that class is super messed up.
There's a lot going on in it.
Don't they make you count your calories?
Yes, they do.
Calories are a social construct.
We did do this this unit about alcohol, and in case you didn't know, one shot is one drink, and like a small glass of wine is one drink, and like a beer is one drink. So for adult women, you're only supposed to have, I think it's one drink per day or per week, and men can have, like, I think it's maybe two drinks per day, and that's like your cap. And so like when you do, like, if you were to do like shots, like let's say you do six shots, that's like, for women, that's like six times the amount of alcohol you're supposed to have in a day.
Okay, first of all, Lauren, you're being a mom again.
No, I'm not. I'm like, not trying to be a mom.
Second.
But actually, Nutrition 101, they make you count your calories and track your exercise and, like,
I guess I just
tell
feel
you
weird
that you're
about,
doing
like,
it
the
wrong.
The man-woman part of that, because, like, yeah, different men and different... Like, okay, I know a lot of women who can drink, like, way more than me, and then, like...
Yeah,
I'm a man.
Well, I think you're, I mean, it totally does break it into binaries, which is like extremely problematic. But I do think, like, just because you can drink more alcohol, like regardless of who you are, doesn't mean that you should. Like, the cap of your consumption is supposed to be like one or two drinks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I guess I just, like, the problem with all of these courses, like nutrition, well, that I think is, like, one, binaries. Two, they're like pretty like evasive in terms of race, I feel like, so they're not talking about how like nutrition means different things for different communities and different cultures and different racial locations. Mm-hmm. And then also, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's...
I just always feel weird about things that are like, men can only drink this much and women can only drink this much. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I just feel like men and women and gender nonconforming people's bodies are also different and varied.
Yeah. No, I mean, everybody's bodies are different. No, for sure. I definitely agree with that. Also, BMI is a social construct.
What does BMI even mean?
BMI is your height divided
body
by your weight,
index?
I think. Or your weight divided by your height. It's one of the two. But it doesn't measure muscle mass at all or composition of fat or any of that. Hmm. So if you're heavier because you have a lot of muscle, your BMI can tell you that you're overweight or obese, when in actuality you're perfectly healthy. It's just like not, it's a really poor indicator of your physical health, and nutrition classes often use it as the basis for measuring a healthy body.
Oh, interesting. I know my BMI would be, but I also know I have zero muscles.
Right. No, definitely, like, I also do not have any muscles, so... not really a problem for me, but it, but BMI, also BMI is kind of like a way to shame people, I think.
Creed.
You know, it's, it, anyway.
Speaking of shaming people, Ted Cruz's roommate from college just tweeted this.
What?
Ted Cruz thinks people don't have the right to, quote, stimulate their genitals, end quote. I was his college roommate. This would be a new belief of his.
What? That's hilarious.
Ted Cruz is the Zodiac killer also. Do you know, like, actually, a certain percentage of people in Florida, like, actually believe? Yeah, they believe?
Think, yes. So the Zodiac Killer is actually from the Bay Area, which is where I'm from, so I'm very well versed in Zodiac Killer conspiracies. And to be honest, like, Ted Cruz being the Zodiac Killer would not really surprise me that much.
There's also, like, scientific studies about why his face pisses you off.
Really?
Yeah, like, why there's, like, it? Science. I don't know.
I could see that because there's something, I don't know. There's definitely something about it. Also, well, I've read that, like, really symmetric faces are pleasing. So maybe my theory is that he, like, doesn't have a symmetric face and therefore it's, like, unpleasing.
Okay, should I do some recommended reads?
Yeah, let's do some recommended reads.
Okay. Sorry, I'm behind the times.
Come on, Ben.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
Well, I think like things about the Panama Papers are really interesting. The Guardian wrote something, the Panama Papers, how the world's rich and famous hide their money offshore. And that kind of helps you understand them because they're complicated. Mm-hmm. What's this? Love in the Time of Monogamy.
Oh, interesting.
The New York Times like that is supposed title. To be good. I don't know. What else?
I read this article recently. It was for a class. It was like I think from a journal, and it was about how, like, the military uses service women to as, like, publicity stunts, and it kind of compared the death of three service women. One was a white young unmarried woman. The other was I think a Native American woman, and then there was an African American woman, and like the white woman, like they. Like, apparently there's this whole thing that the government, like, staged her rescue from this hospital where there actually were no enemy fighters.
Really?
They just, like, barged into this hospital and, like, acted like there were and then, like, the death of the other two women were, like, their deaths were, like, not talked about, and this white woman was, like, given all these, like, medals, and she got a publishing deal and, like, $1 million advance on her book and, like, all this stuff. And it was interesting. It was just, like, about like, what it means to be a woman, especially a woman of color in the military.
Oh, I have a good article.
Yeah.
Okay. It's from Jacobin, my new favorite news source. Sorry. And it's called The Myth of the Progressive Capitalist.
Mm-hmm.
The same companies that oppose North Carolina's bathroom bill bankroll the politicians who passed it.
Mm.
So it's about how, like, when North Carolina, put in these really, like, messed up, like, anti-queer laws.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, big companies, like said they'll withdraw from North Carolina or they wouldn't build jobs there.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also the ones who are, like, very much funding the candidates who are making these very bills. And it's, like, how most of those moves are publicity. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that was an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
And then, there's one about the Panama Papers. And I'm just really interested in the Panama Papers and the art world and how, like, we learn. Oh, it's on NPR. Panama Papers provide rare glimpse inside famous opaque art market.
Oh, I read that one.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, I'm behind the times on my readings.
Well, you sound so horrible.
I know. I sound awful.
Oh, Ben.
Lauren, what classes are you taking next semester?
Oh, yes. We signed up for classes. I'm taking... I'm taking a science class about its food systems, which I'm super interested in and I'm excited to take.
TBH, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. And I'm taking a class on colonialism. I think it's called the history of colonialism. It's
wait, are, like, you taking the history of... Oh, wait, are you taking...
History of decolonization.
Oh,
I think it's what it's called. Yeah,
I'm taking colonialism in a global context.
I don't think that's the
who's
one I'm taking.
Who's teaching yours?
Manjapra, I think.
Manjapra's teaching
Wait,
mine.
Is that the one? Maybe it's.
What is it? Thursdays, 10:30.
I can't remember.
Tuesday, Thursday?
Let me look it up.
Wait,
I can't remember.
Oh my God, I hope you're taking colonialism in global context.
No, I kind of don't think that's it. Let me look.
Maybe is that an IR class?
So what happened is I was going to take history of consumption, but the history department last minute isn't offering it. Like literally 3 days before we registered.
It's a joke of a course.
Yeah, seriously, they're like, we're not offering it, so you have to take something else. But they opened up one of the core IR requirements to include more classes.
Oh.
So the class that I'm taking wasn't part of the history core requirement before, but they added it in because of history consumption being gone. So anyways, I'm taking that. I'm taking a class on social movements. I am taking a French lit class as well. And that's it.
Oh, colonialism in a global perspective, though? To this one?
Let's see. Wait, let me... Oh, we just dropped
it. Wait, now we just want to... We'll play a song and we'll figure out if we're in the same...
Well, first of all, Ben, what's your...
I'm taking...
No, colonialism and global perspective.
Oh my God, see you there.
That is the one I'm taking.
Sorry to listeners, we're just excited about this.
Yes, sorry. I'm so irrelevant. Ben, what are you taking?
Okay, I am taking... that class,
yeah.
The Masculine Mystique, the mm-hmm. Writing Fellows course. I registered for Intro to the Hebrew Bible.
What?
I don't know.
That sounds cool, though.
I might take Family and Intimate Relationships. I'm also in an Urban Policy and Planning class. But I just don't really know what I'm going to take yet.
Those all sound really interesting.
There's one day ex-college class. Wow. I'm going to tell you about it after we play a song because my voice needs to not be talking.
Okay,
right
that
now.
Sounds good. Okay, what do you want to play?
I don't know.
Let's see. What have you been listening to lately? I feel like at the end of our show, we always kind of go away from our themes a little bit.
Do you want to listen to a song by Porches that I like?
Yes, I do.
Okay, tell me when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's do it.
It's called Under. We'll be right back.
That was really nice.
Yeah.
Ben and I were just chatting about classes.
And so food systems. Do you know, like, food studies is very much an emerging field?
Yeah.
Like, NYU has a food studies program.
Food studies is super interesting, like, how we get our food and why we have the foods we have and why they cost what they do and where the foods come from and yeah. who's involved in the supply chain. Like, all of that is
food justice
so,
is really interesting.
Like, yeah.
food and how it links to, like, environmental racism mm-hmm. or also, like, how, like, for instance,
or just urban poverty as well.
Yeah, like, America really, like a really interesting example of this is, so someone for their American studies senior special project.
Yeah.
She wrote about the way in which culture, like Asian American culture clubs, work with TCU Senate, mm-hmm. and kind of how, like, TCU Senate has a cap on how much money mm-hmm. a club can spend on food.
Yes.
But, like, a lot of culture clubs on this campus feel like that, like, devalues the importance of food mm-hmm. to their culture. And, mm-hmm. like, because, like, when, like, food is central to the ways in which, like, certain cultures, like, congregate,
yeah,
and then they're limited on how, like, the way they're allowed to use food. It's interesting. It's like, yeah, I read her senior special project and it was really interesting. Food studies yeah. just, like, intersects with so many things.
So many things.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of, like, really interesting emerging fields that are, like, mm-hmm. haven't really come to Tufts yet, but are coming to other places. Like, mm-hmm. We have nutrition, but nutrition's different from food studies. Like, we have the School of Nutrition.
Yeah, they have a minor. I think they have a major and a minor in, it's, like, nutrition and food studies. I think it's nutrition and food studies.
Food studies is definitely, like, more of a critical examination within the context of, like, yeah. history and society and,
yeah.
like, art and stuff.
Yeah.
There's also, there's fat studies.
I've heard of fat studies. Yeah.
And my friend is in a fat studies ex-college class this semester that she says is, like, really, really interesting. And I've read, like, one thing from fat studies because I was, like, trying to put it on my queer narratives, like, syllabus because mm-hmm. it was about, like, fat and queer studies.
Uh-huh.
But it's very interesting.
Many exciting new things to study.
Yeah.
Okay, this has been Hymn Hunters International, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in today.
Yeah, and don't forget that Prinio 7 was a ploy of the Bush administration.